American Adventure, a study of man in the new world, his values and his characteristics, who he is, what he believes, what he lives by. Written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, American Adventure is produced and recorded by the University of North Carolina Communications Center, Earl Wynn, director. Tonight's story deals with Joseph Palmer, Old Jew Palmer, as he was called in 1830 by some of the people of Massachusetts, though he was not old and was not a Jew. But he did wear a Jew's beard, long and full and flowing. And the people of his community told him to take it off. But Joe Palmer wouldn't do that. He said his face and his whiskers were his own, that he was a free man.
What a preposterous thing it is, Palmer, standing there at your own trial with that mass of hair.
It is my own, Your Honor, and I cannot take it off for a trial and put it back on again.
Will you tell this court why it is that you must wear a beard?
Yes, if you will first explain to me why it is a man will scrape his face with a razor every day of the year.
Surely, Palmer, you know that there is not a minister around who has not said from his pulpit that it is a sin to wear a beard. What do you say to that?
Your Honor, if the good Lord wanted me to shave, then surely I would have been born equipped with a razor.
Mr. Palmer, you do admit the charges.
I admit nothing.
You do admit that you attacked three men in the township of Fitchburg.
No, Your Honor.
And with a penknife did maliciously injure two of them.
I cut them a little. A very little, and then they ran away.
Then you admit it.
I admit I cut them, Your Honor. But it was in self-defense. They set upon me with straps and razors and were intending to shave my face, and so I protected myself. And would again. But it was not unprovoked assault on my part.
Mr. Palmer, the court holds that you are guilty, but under the circumstances sets the fine low at only $10. Now, please, pay the fine and depart this courtroom. Dismissed.
Your Honor. Your Honor. Before I go, may I ask what will happen if I refuse to pay this fine?
Jail, until you change your mind.
Then lock me up, Your Honor. I will pay no fine for defending what is mine.
Down, darling. It will do no good to walk up and down the jail cell like a thing possessed.
Oh, perhaps it was foolish to defy the judge, Nancy, but it aggravated me.
I can hardly blame you, dear.
For indeed, the whole town knows that those three men set upon me, that I did not provoke them. I was coming out of the Fitchburg Hotel, having just delivered some meat for his restaurant, and they started walking toward me with straps and razors, and one carried a rope, with which I suppose he intended to bind my hands.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
The whole town knows it, and I won't pay that fine.
Darling, be quiet. You're getting excited. How much was the fine?
$10.
A very little. For a man with 10,000 acres of land and more than $1,000 put away, you're making much over little, Joseph.
My dear Nancy, it is not the money, not the fine.
It will cost money for you to stay in jail, because food must be brought to you.
All right.
And it will be damp here. Your health will be bad.
I was thinking that perhaps it would be wise for you and Tommy to move into town and rent a place near the jail.
Leave the house?
Well, leave it for a while. Move close by. Then Tommy could bring me food and bushels of coal for a fire.
Joseph, please, I don't want to move. Ever since I married you, I've lived in the large house, and to have to move everything...
I know, but never mind. It is more important that I do not pay this fine. A man must not bow to what is wrong. Now, that's all, Mary. We've said enough. Go home and get your things. You and Tommy rent a house nearby. Be sure to bring some food. And take this.
What is it?
Some thoughts I jotted down. Drop it by the editor's office. Tell him to print it if he dares.
Yes, Joseph.
And, Nancy, don't look mournful. It may seem strange that I should put such emphasis on this fine, but you would not want me to pay it when I feel that it is wrong, would you?
No. Of course not, dear.
So hurry along. I'll be all right here.
How long you been in, Palmer?
A week. Is this the first day for you, too?
Is that your boy that brings you food?
Yes, that's Tommy.
He looks like a normal, healthy boy.
Ah, he is, and strong.
Did you notice the bruises around his face?
What? No.
I did. Didn't you, Harold?
Oh, yes.
Bruises? Why?
Ask him when he comes back.
Oh, I will indeed.
Old man, tell me something. Why do you wear that thing?
Because people told me I could not.
Who?
Foolish people who formed a prejudice without knowing why. So I flouted the prejudice and now I'm in jail.
You think a man should wear a beard?
I don't know that it matters.
I think it does. Don't you, Harold?
I think it's a bad habit. You ought to shave, Palmer. Why did they put us in the same cell with you anyway?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't you?
What do you mean? Is there some reason?
Some reason, old man? This is the reason.
A razor.
That's right.
What do you aim to do?
You know, we're here to wait, Palmer, for just the right moment.
Yes?
When you go to sleep.
I see.
Right, Harold?
Just as soon as he goes to sleep.
Gentlemen, I would not advise it. I would not touch me if I were you. I am not a weak man. I have plowed with mules in New England soil, and I'm as strong as I am big. So let me be.
Now, you go on to sleep, Palmer. Go to sleep.
Jailer!
Listen at that. What good will the jailer do you?
Jailer!
What in the world's going on? Be quiet in there.
Murder!
Good gracious, man, hold your tongue.
What is it? What is it?
These men intend to shave me, and I insist that they be taken out of this jail cell.
Well, Harold, I see you told him what we planned, which was a foolish thing for you to do.
What harm can he do, jailer?
He can yell and wake the town. So get about the business. Shave him now.
But he ain't asleep yet.
Gentlemen, I warn you.
I'll help you. There'll be three of us to get it done.
Jailer, I would not come into this cell with that intention if I were you.
All right, mate. Who has the razor?
I have.
Stand back from me.
Harold, you grab him, too. Don't leave that hulk of a man to me alone.
I understand.
Look out, he's got a chair.
Put that down, Palmer.
Put it down, indeed. I'll put it down on top of you if you come one step closer.
Don't bluff me, Palmer. This is a jail, not the open street, and I'm the jailer.
Not another step.
Come on, Palmer.
Come on,
look out!
All right.
Get out of here. Come on, dear. Palmer, you killed him. Come on, Harold, out the door.
Good Lord have mercy, he's crazy.
Close the door.
But
the jailer's in there.
Close it. Harold, why did you leave me? Palmer, I quit.
Get up. Stand.
I am.
Now I want your word that you will never, so long as you live, permit any man to shave my beard in this jail.
I promise.
Your word.
My word.
Before your maker.
Before him, yes.
Now get out of here.
Harold, here's the key. Open the door. Close it. All right, Palmer. You have asked for it, and you'll get it.
I have your word.
Yes, I know. But I gave you no promise not to put you in the dungeon. And that I will if I must get 10 men to carry you there. You will be thirsty, hungry, and cold until you beg me for a razor. Good night, old man. Good night. In there, Reverend. Call me when you want out.
Joseph Palmer?
Yes.
Where are you?
Here on the cot, preacher. If you came to tell me about the wrath of God, go on home.
Why is it dark in here? Why are the shutters closed?
Because I was in a dungeon. But the sheriff made the jailer take me out. So the jailer put me in here and closed me up. Ask him.
How long have you been in darkness?
I don't know. Started the 22nd of September.
It is now December the 20th.
Is it? How many days is that?
Almost 3 months.
Well, that's not as long as I'd thought.
Your son brings you food?
When he can. The jailer is a hungry man.
And water?
Preacher, never fear and never mind. I seek no help from you.
I am God's servant, Joseph Palmer. And in the epistle to the Hebrews, it is clearly written down to visit those in jail, our brothers.
Brothers? Ah, sir, I'm not a brother to such as you. I have not forgotten, no, nor has God himself, how I knelt there with the others, and you brought around the cup, and others took communion. And when you got to me, you passed me over.
Palmer, try to understand the feeling of the people. And that was months ago.
Passed me by, as if you were the one to determine who should be acceptable to God.
What you did, sir, was not totally acceptable either. You had no business taking up the silver goblet and drinking from it yourself.
I love my Jesus as much as any man. And when a preacher will not give me communion, I will throw over the altar as Jesus would, as Jesus would. If Jesus had been there, do you think he would have refused me communion because I had a beard?
Perhaps he would. He would know sacrilege when he sees it.
Are you suggesting, sir, that he would have shaved his own?
Are you preaching to me, sir?
Isn't it time somebody preached to you and those imbeciles out there you call your congregation, who have locked me in this cell and darkened my window and denied me water for days at a time?
Look here, my friend. I've heard enough. I will not help you. I came in here half afraid I would find a man who had lost all faith in the God I worship and in the people around. And so you have. Well, you selected this path. Now go down to your grave as you have dug it. I won't help you. Wear your beard.
I intend to.
Wear it. Go on, defy it.
I will defy you. I will wear it as a banner. A banner. Jailer. Jailer. Come, let the preacher out. He must go into town and tell the people to pray for me.
Hello, Palmer. Come out of there.
And let me be.
Come out. Come take the food if you want it.
Food?
Here. Turkey, you see.
My son brought it?
Your son brought chicken. Me and my wife had turkey, and so I brought you some. And here's some dressing and some water.
Why?
It's Christmas, is all.
Today?
Right now. It's 2 o'clock on Christmas afternoon.
And this is a Christmas present for me, is it, jailer?
Call it what you may.
To soothe your soul.
How's that?
Bring it in.
Oh, look here. Take it yourself.
Bring it in and put it on the stool.
Why, what makes you think I will? I'd as soon throw it in your face.
No, you wouldn't. You'd go home as miserable as you were this morning.
How do you know how I felt this morning?
Because I know what Christmas does to people who have a weight on their conscience. So soothe your conscience with a piece of turkey and some dressing and a glass of water, jailer. Put it on the stool.
There you are.
You are forgiven.
I asked no pardon, and I don't intend to take down the blinds and let the air and light in either, nor to change my ways a bit. But on Christmas, it seemed to me at least that... Well...
Are you done?
I am.
Then leave me alone, and I will eat your apology.
I sent word to your wife and son that they could call on you this afternoon. They will, I guess.
You are a most generous man, jailer. Now go. Well, go on. You've done your good deed.
Mr. Palmer, I didn't come here to ask no pardon. What I've done has been done in good faith. What if every man went around here looking like that, with one of them beards? I don't like it.
It's none of your business.
But even so, I got to hand it to you, Mr. Palmer. I've been a jailer here for many a year.
What are you trying to say, jailer?
Well... Just this. Tonight, after your family has come to see you, then decide, Joseph Palmer,
Decide to pay the fine. It's but $10. And then go on home. I hope you will. I don't want any more of the kind of action I've had to take with you during the past months.
You can let me go whenever you choose, jailer.
No, Palmer. You've got to pay the fine. Think it over. I wish you'd go home. If you don't, I don't know what I'll do.
You have any more trouble in school with fistfights, Tommy?
Oh, I don't know, Father.
Hmm? What's the matter with the boy, Nancy?
He won't say.
What is it, boy?
It ain't nothing.
Oh, come on now.
I don't think he wants to tell you while I'm here. So I'll leave you two to yourselves. I'm tired of being in this room anyway.
Nancy, don't worry about the conditions here.
No, Joseph. I know your strength is as the strength of 20.
It's not an easy task to teach a town a lesson, but I'll do it, dear.
I wonder if it's worth the sacrifice.
It is.
I wonder, Joseph. Nowadays, I wonder all the time. Goodbye, dear.
Nancy, I remember when you were a young girl. I was thinking the other day of the times we used to run across the meadows out on the farm.
Yes?
How many times we did that. I think a lot of that now. Meadows, the brooks and trees, and the wind, and the rolling clouds, and the sea at the high rocks.
Yes, dear?
It relieves my mind. So I spend my days thinking of you and the places we have been, and the places we will go when this is done.
Joseph, when?
Soon.
They will let you out?
Yes, they will, soon. Goodbye for now, Nancy.
Goodbye.
The door's open, is it?
Yes. The jailer left it open for us.
Now, Tommy, what is all this? Start at the beginning.
The beginning was easy, sir. They hit me with their fists at the beginning.
Oh, did they now?
But that didn't work. So then they stopped talking to me, except to call me names and ask me when my father would get out of jail. Father, I haven't a friend left in this entire town.
Then you never had a friend in this town, Tommy.
Don't talk like that. I know that isn't true.
But, Tommy...
Don't blame it on the people, Father. It's not them.
Well, who is it, then?
It's you. Aren't you to blame?
To blame for wanting to be a free man?
Father, free? Are you free in here? Look, this is a stone wall, Father. These are stone steps. These are bars. This is a jail.
Tommy! Let's say no more about it. Think of something I can do, but not surrender. I cannot think of it. Better to be like Socrates, to defy the people, drink the hemlock, and die in prison, than to compromise.
Father, to be free, does a man have to be different?
I don't know.
Can a man live like others and be free?
Yes.
Then why not do that? Father, why not even shave? You are a strong man, sir. You are wise, a leader, but no one can follow you.
I'm glad you told me this, Tommy.
Father, it's only $10, isn't it?
That's all the money the fine is, boy.
What else is there, sir? That's worth all this?
I don't know what it is, Tommy. I only know I've always felt that it was very important. Now you go on to your mother. Hurry.
Father, consider.
Yes, now go on.
Goodbye, sir.
My. Jailer, come lock the door.
I'm coming, Palmer.
Is it sundown yet?
Right at sundown. Sky is red.
Christmas almost over. Well, Lord Jesus, happy birthday.
Did you decide, Palmer?
About what?
The fine. Are you going to pay?
Well, jailer, I have thought about it. And I've decided that I don't know which course would require the stronger man right now.
refusing to pay or paying? Where freedom lies.
Decide to pay, Palmer. Otherwise, I don't know what might happen to you with deep winter coming on. It gets below freezing in here.
There's only one course for me to take, jailer, when you come right down to it.
That's right, sir.
And I'm going to take it. So lock the door.
Sir?
I said lock the door. Come hell or high water, I'll not pay that fine.
Today. Mr. Palmer, will you pay the fine?
No, jailer, I'll not pay.
I wish you would, Palmer.
No, not today, thank you.
It's been 9 months, Mr. Palmer. Will you pay the fine?
I will never pay the fine, jailer, never.
It's been a year, Mr. Palmer. Will you pay the fine?
No. Let it be a decade, I won't pay the fine.
Palmer?
Yes?
This is the sheriff.
Hmm? What do you want, sheriff?
To let you go. I believe you'd stay on here until you died. So get out, go on home, you're free.
You mean the town has decided that I don't have to pay the fine?
Well, yes, that's what I mean.
Well, then only one thing remains before I leave. You see, at times food has been brought to me, and I have not gotten it. And 2 bushels of coal, which were bought by me, were used by this town in the whitewash of the jail.
What are you saying, sir?
Only that the town owes me some money. And I won't leave the jail until it's paid.
You won't go after more than a year... Palmer, I'll get 10 men and put you out of here.
Very well. Be that as it may.
Palmer, I don't know whether to cuss you or to shake your hand. I don't know whether you have a devil or be a saint.
Well, Sheriff, don't concern yourself about it. I'm Joe Palmer. That's what I am. My own self. My own man. Now, go get your 10 men. I'll wait here for them to come and for the fight to start.
That evening, Joe Palmer was ushered out of the jail, beard and all. And so his prison term came to an unceremonious end. This was in 1830, and Palmer lived 45 years after that. In fact, he lived to see beards grow popular. A friend of Emerson, Alcott, and other individualists of his day, Joseph Palmer never changed his ways and never shaved. And when he died... A monument was built to him in the North Leominster Graveyard in Massachusetts. And this inscription was carved for all to see. Joseph Palmer, persecuted for wearing the beard. The part of Joseph Palmer in tonight's American Adventure program was played by Earl Wynn. American Adventure is written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, and is produced by the Communications Center of the University of North Carolina. The series is made possible by a grant in aid from the Educational Television and Radio Center and the National Association of Educational Broadcasters. American Adventure is produced and recorded at the campus at Chapel Hill.